Garfield Japan.
What's up, faders? Welcome to yet another action-packed episode of Got Faded Japan. I am your host, Johnny.
And I'm Tom Tokyo.
That's right. And as you fine folks know, Got Faded Japan is about two dudes, booze.
Japan in the news.
Tommy, what episode is this?
I believe it's 531.
531. I want my Got Faded annoyingly Fleetwood Mac for you. There you go, Tom. There you go. All right, man. So, Tom, we've been in quarantine for a long time now. Tokyo's been in this loose quarantine effect for about, let's see, it's been a little over 2 months, I guess, maybe about 2 months. And how long have you been following the quarantine rules?
I don't know, since like, I guess since the beginning of last month when I got like fucking sent home from work and then eventually got fired, I guess.
You better sue those fuckers, by the way.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I got something that works. So I will let you know once my plan comes to fruition, but I got something on that.
Oh, God, your plans are always so wicked. I can't wait to hear your plans, or I can't wait to hear the aftermath of your plans, because when they do follow through, man, you fucking land on top.
Dude, that's basically everything like I put effort into. Like, you know, there's just two outcomes when I fucking really try to do something. Either it's a fucking dumpster fire of a fucking rotting corpse, or it fucking works like well, maybe even a little bit too well.
That is true. That is very true. Case in point, you ripping off your last landlord. That's a good story. Oh, man. But that motherfucker had it coming. Did he not?
They did. I made out like a bandit.
Indeed, they did. Mm-hmm. And you did wind up like a bandit. A fucking rich bandit at that. Oh, so you've been in quarantine, loose quarantine, for a while now. So have you completely exhausted all your porn sites? Have you seen every single video? Have you jerked off to every single JPEG? Or, I don't know, they got a lot of weird shit in Japan, like the audio clips, where it's just like, it sounds like somebody trying to pick a lock or something.
I know what you're saying, like on fucking loop or some shit like that.
Yeah. So have you exhausted all your digital pornography?
No, not at all. Why would I?
Well, because you're married with a kid, a baby at that, and you live in a small little apartment, and pretty much everybody I know is just talking. You know how like a lot of people, when they're talking to their friends, you know, on Skype or Zoom or something, one question always pops up. What are you watching on Netflix? What recommendations do you have on Netflix? Tell me something interesting to watch on Netflix, you know? But the thing is, though, you know, under the table when guys are talking, it's like, hey, man, I've seen everything on RedTube. Do you got any recommendations of any other like websites or something? And somebody's like, yeah, man, there's like BlueTube. Are you fucking serious? Yeah, dude, BlueTube is really hardcore. Yeah, man. So now everybody's exchanging like porno sites, man. So, and Tom, I mean, fucking, I know you, man, I've shaken your hand before and you've got fucking calluses in places where they shouldn't have calluses on your hands. I don't know what the hell you're doing with your wiener. So I got to ask you, man, have you exhausted all your online pornography?
No, I haven't, because there's five websites I know that are free and update daily, so no.
So you're good? You're clean? You're fine? Okay,
fucking
man.
Great.
Wait, are they Japanese websites?
They are indeed Japanese.
They are indeed Japanese websites. Okay, and so if they're Japanese websites, that means that they have the mosaic, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So all the porn that you watch has mosaic?
Yeah.
Now, okay, now that brings me to another question, okay? Now, I've heard this, and it could be true, it could not be true, but I got to ask you, because you're looking at all this, like, mosaic porn. Now, I heard that dudes that watch mosaic porn and jerk their chicken to mosaic porn, they get so used to mosaic porn that they can't get a stiffy when they look at normal porn. Like, when they look at, like, American porn or German Scheiße porn or something, they can't get a stiffy, and it's just, like, it just doesn't work and stuff because they're so used to and so turned on to the mosaic that when they see like a real vagina or a wiener or something, they're like, ew, yicky. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I can't speak to these dudes, but for me, like, I don't know. I'm fucking used to it. Just like, I don't even see it anymore.
You don't, you see past the mosaic. You've got like x-ray specs or something.
Yeah, I see fucking through it.
You see. I am such a seasoned porno looker or porno watcher. Or, I don't know. What would that be called? A porno watcher? Porno viewer?
Aficionado.
Oh, a porn aficionado. A Japanese porn aficionado.
A connoisseur, if one would.
A connoisseur of porn that I don't even see that goddamn mosaic anymore. Oh, man. Why do they have the fucking mosaic anyway? Why do they have that? I know it's like an old, old, old rule. It goes back to like Edo time period and shit because of the Christians that came here like fucking 200 years ago. They gave Japan all these fucking rules and shit. But how come they still have the mosaic? Did they have the mosaic just so people, when they watch the porn, they know that it's Japanese porn? Like, I don't think they have the mosaic in Korean porn or Chinese porn or Filipino porn or any other, like, Asian country porn and stuff. I think it's only Japan. So does Japan have it so when you watch the porno, you know that it's Japanese porn? So it's like kind of like a stamp of approval on their wieners?
Basically, Korea doesn't have porn, and China doesn't really have porn either, at least not of the legal variety. That's just pretty much illegal.
No, I think so, man. I've seen a lot of, like, Korean housewife porn.
Really?
But it's always with a white dude.
No shit.
It could be from the Valley. It could be from like the Los Angeles greater area, maybe. Yeah. Well, I mean, what like, they've done in the past, like a lot of Asian country, like pornographers and stuff, you know, in Japan in particular, they've gone to Hawaii where they take like all these girls and shit, these prostitutes or AV idols or whatever. They bring them out to Hawaii and stuff. And then they film all this like non-censored pornography and shit. And actually, have you seen, what was that movie? Was it called, oh, God, it slips my mind. But there's, like, this movie or this drama on, or this TV show on fucking Netflix about a Japanese pornographer. It's based on a true story.
The Naked Director?
Boom. Naked Director. That's it. Fucking, there's even, like, a small little segment in that fucking show where they go to Hawaii to film some uncensored porn. And then he gets arrested. Spoilers!
Yeah, I haven't, actually, I haven't seen that yet. I should watch it at some point. But,
you haven't seen it? Dude, I've seen it fucking twice. I saw it in English and in Japanese. It's fucking great.
What is it? What was I going to say about that? No, because, like, some of the rules about, like, how do you say internet? So, like, basically, you can still legally get, like, uncensored porn if it's over the internet. You can't, like, sell the physical copies because the law is too outdated, right?
Yeah, but filming it is also illegal. Like, where they film it, and then, you know, they distribute it without the mosaic.
Yeah, but that's, if it's done over the internet, if it's done a certain way, even Japanese companies have done this before. There's, like, there's loopholes to get around it.
Oh, I know. I've seen a lot of these fucking videos. But, yeah. But, I don't know. So, anyway, wait. So, basically.
You know what the fucking weird thing about this is? This is fucking true. Since they've had that law in place, like, every time, like, people from the porno company have got to go to the fucking, like, Committee of Decency. It's actually called, I believe it's called the Committee of Decency. They got to go in there with the fucking porn and say, hey, we got a new porn. And a bunch of dudes all sit down and watch it together. And, you know, if one of the fucking.
Circle jerk.
Yeah, the fucking circle jerk. If one of the dudes says, I saw genitalia, they got to take it right back and fucking, you know, edit it and then fucking bring the DVD back and watch it again.
Holy shit. Do you think they do that on purpose? They're like, yeah, this porno is so fucking awesome. Let's just say that we saw a couple of pussies and so we could watch it again tomorrow. Yeah, high five. No, don't, no high five. Don't touch me with that fucking hand. Put your hand in your pocket, Saito.
Wait. Wouldn't you get kind of fucking sick of it? Like, what if they walked in there and they're like, oh, yeah, we got some shyster porn for you? It's like,
Well, actually, sites of porn would not have the mosaic because you can see like buttholes. You can see buttholes, but you can't see vaginas or cocks, right? So the thing what about gay porn? And gay porn, maybe that's like
you can't see genitalia.
No, but you can see buttholes.
Yeah, you can see like a butthole, but like you couldn't see the object going in the butthole unless, of course, it's a dildo
or a finger.
Yeah, or a finger or whatever.
Or a tongue or an arm or an elbow or a knee. I mean, they get really fucking creative in Japan. Have you ever seen any of that octopus porn?
Yes, dude. I wish I hadn't, but like, yes. I've come across it and it was really not my thing.
Yeah, they get really creative on here. That's probably why they still have the mosaic.
I saw one where this dude, like, how do you say, like, they did like a little fucking role play in like a soba noodle shop. And this dude basically just like fucking had this chick, like, how do you say, like, get down and spread her legs. He basically filled her fucking pussy up with soba noodles and then sat there with chopsticks and ate them out of her.
No fucking way. Shut the fuck up. That's not true. No.
Why would I make this up?
Because soba is so fucking small and thin, dude. There's no way that would work. It'd have to be udon.
Or udon or whatever. Like, I'm pretty sure. I thought it was soba. Not pretty sure it was soba. What does it fucking matter? Dude fucking inserted a bunch of fucking noodles into a chick's pussy and ate her and literally ate the noodles. And I was just like watching it going, the fuck, man?
Well, it is called eating a chick out. So, I mean, maybe they looked it up in the dictionary and they're like, oh, fuck. Is this what we're supposed to be doing this whole time? Oh, man. We've been dropping the ball.
Johnny, that fucking word is slang. When you eat a girl out, it doesn't literally mean you fucking eat noodles out of her pussy.
I know, Tom. You dropped the ball on that one. No. I can just imagine like a director fucking like saying like, oh, how do we say like, I don't even want to be called. Well, how would you say that in Japanese? Like eating a girl. It's like, manko tabereru? Is that what it'd be?
No, it's taisetsu no tokoro nameru. Like lick the important part.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. That makes lick the important part. See, that's the literal translation.
Kuri nameru, like lick the clitoris.
Kuri nameru. Okay, yeah. I should definitely be writing this down. I can't believe I didn't know that. So, all right, well, geez, without further. Huh?
Ask your wife later when during sexy time. It's like, honey, am I saying this right? Well, more importantly, am I doing it right?
Dude, never ask a girl that, because if they're really nice, they say yes, and then they never mean it. It's like a girl faking the orgasm. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
I know. I was being facetious, but, like, you get where the joke was going.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, man. Oh, anyway, that's not here nor there. So, Tom, we do have a lot of news to cover, man. We do have a lot of news to cover. Sure. Hmm?
We do. We got an ass ton.
We got an ass ton of news. All right, man. It's fucking late as shit. And I'm fucking surprisingly sober. I'm drinking beer faders. Isn't this weird? I'm fucking drinking beer. I never drink beer, but earlier today, right before we fucking did the show, the missus and I, we did our, what you call it, our bi-weekly, that means every other week. Yeah, our bi-weekly shopping. So we went to the supermarket around the corner. And fucking, I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta do this show. I'll pick up a couple of beers, because usually I've been drinking whiskey. I've been drinking whiskey and fucking all sorts of other different drinks, like hard liquor. But now I'm drinking beer, and you know what? I just don't get that drunk off beer anymore, dude. I've been drinking hard liquor for like every single day for the last 2 months, dude. And going from booze, like real booze, to fucking beers and shit. Dude, this shit just tastes so light. I think I should bring out some whiskey, huh?
Yeah, it's fucking, it's difficult to go back. Dude, you've been on the fucking hard stuff. Of course beer's going to taste like water. What do you think? What'd you think, Johnny?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know, man. I've never had this situation where I drank hard liquor every single day for fucking 2 months and then switched over to beer. I am actually a physical experiment in this kind of like booze, what's it called? Like a booze experiment. So basically, I am a booze experiment, a living, walking, breathing booze experiment. So faders, if you drink hard liquor every single night for 2 months and then you switch to beer, this shit does not get you messed up. Also, it tastes so fucking light. Holy shit, I should have fucking bought a stout. I fucking dropped the ball on that shit. God damn it, I should have fucking bought a fucking Guinness. But no, I wanted to support the local economy and I bought some Japanese lager. Always support the Scots.
Or you could have bought Japanese whiskey and still supported the local economy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I just kind of felt like beer. Because, like, right now, I don't know where you guys are in the world. I mean, we got faders in Iceland and fucking Russia. We got faders all over the world. So, where you are, if it's warm, like how it is here in Tokyo, I mean, fucking beer just sounds right. But recently, it's been getting really fucking hot. I mean, when this whole pandemic bullshit started, it was still fucking cool. It was snowing a little bit in Tokyo. But now, fucking dude, I'm fucking sweating. I'm not even moving, and I'm fucking sweating. You know what that fucking means? That means this is going to be one hot summer, dude. Which is also the title of a movie, I think.
Yeah, no shit. Oh shit, dude, says the guy that actually went outside and went to work and work today, dude. It's fucking hot as balls, dude, and I can't wait for this shit to be over because I'm in my fucking security guard uniform going, I don't know, like, if I'm going to want to do this, like, you know, in August, man, because it's gonna be fucking bad. I'm sweating already, man.
Yeah, totally.
When I do my job, I cannot fucking stand direct indirect sunlight. Oh, speaking of which, guess where, like, I got sent someplace special today. Guess where I got sent today?
Somewhere special. Kabukicho.
No, that's a good guess, though. No, I got sent straight to Shibuya.
Oh.
Like they fucking texted me the address, like last night. And I was like, hey, we'd like you to work here. And I was like, Shibuya? Fuck yeah, I'll do that, because that's hella close. So, yeah, I was, like, right down from, like, the police HQ. And I sat there. And, like, I was wondering as I was working today, I was like, man, used to be like when I went to Shibuya, because that's my stomping ground, man. I couldn't go down there without being recognized by somebody, you know, friends or whatever. But like, I thought it'd be weird. Like, what if somebody just like saw me in my security guard uniform and I was directing traffic today too? It's like, what if like one of my friends is like, Tom, what are you doing? I was like, I'm collecting a fucking paycheck.
You know what? If they saw you fucking standing there wearing your security outfit, dude, they'd be like, oh, fuck. Is it, like, Halloween already? Holy shit. They're going to think it's Halloween, man.
Yeah, no shit. But, yeah, but I was actually directing traffic today. And funny thing is, like, I don't know, like, Japanese people are usually really polite. But, like, fucking, like, half the cars that I was trying to direct are just, like, fucking completely ignoring me. And I'm sitting there going, oh, come on, man. I'm just trying to be a nice guy and, like, you know, keep traffic flowing smoothly and whatnot. But, like, nah, like, half the people just fucking straight out ignored me. And I was like, well, you know what? I could just jump in the front of the car and stop them. I bet they stopped then. I was like, nah, I get paid enough for that. So, you know, fucking half the people are ignoring me anyway. So it's like, what's the fucking point? Oh, yeah, still collecting a paycheck.
Yo, Faders, before we get to the news, we got to give a mad shout out to one of our homies in Los Angeles. This guy is an incredible artist. And actually, we get art sometimes from you guys, and the art that we get is incredible, dude. It always makes me happy and brings a big smile to Tom's face when we get fucking art from you guys. And yeah, once again, we got some awesome art from Chuvez. Chuvez from LA, dude, fucking A, man. That is fucking badass shit, dude. Tom, what do you see in these images?
Okay, so you sent me two pictures, and basically it looks like what he did is he watched the video and just kind of did a cutout. So it's just like, it's basically you and me with like the mic in our face, like you're hoisting a beer and I'm just kind of sitting there chilling. First one is, it's got a nice night shot of the Tokyo skyline complete with Tokyo Tower dead center, and it says Got Faded Japan Podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Got a Blade Runner effect to it. It looks really fucking cool.
Yes, it does. Blade Runner-esque, sci-fi-esque. So that's very cool. And then moving over to the second one, makes it very obvious that this dude clearly listened to our last episode, because It's me and Johnny. We're both drinking again, and he did a cutout of us from one of our videos. We're both drinking, and we're in a giant boiling cauldron. So he must have clearly listened to the last episode.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
There's also like a fucking temple in the background. You can see two samurai dudes. Look like they're about ready to throw down with their swords drawn. That's, and it says, Got Faded Japan Podcast, episode 531.
Yeah.
So I guess that's going to be the cover.
That is definitely going to be the cover for today's show. And Faders, go down to the show notes and check out his work on Instagram. He's got tons of work there. And I'm sure he's freelance. He's got to be freelance. This work is just so fucking good. You know, Faders, every time you guys send us artwork, you know, it makes us happy, but it makes me kind of sad, dude. I'm just like, fuck, man. You guys, I got to up my game, man. I got to go back to art school or some shit, or maybe watch some YouTube videos and learn how to do this shit better. Because when I see shit like this, I'm like, damn, dude. Mad skills. Mad skills indeed. Holy shit. Oh my God, that's incredible. So, Chuvez, fucking shout out to you, man. Fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And also on that note, like, yeah, man, like, if you want to contact us, then feel free to contact us. Like, Brian's messaged me a bunch of times who did some artwork.
Hell yeah,
for
Brian's
us,
awesome.
Previously, very cool dude. And actually, P, like, he friended me on Facebook and, like, we chatted a little bit a couple days ago. He's a good guy. I should mail him back. I got kind of busy with the kid, but, like, yeah, he's fucking fun.
Hell yeah, dude. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. If you have any questions about anything or if you want to, I don't know, if you want to shout out or something, yeah, definitely, like, send us a message and stuff. That's totally cool. And if we're sober, we'll remember to do it. And if we're not, well, sorry.
If we're not, just message us again.
That's true. Oh, God. Whoa, speaking of sobriety, that is going out the door today.
All right, you want to dive into the news?
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Do you want to take the honors?
Yeah, I'll go first, man. Actually, I'm gonna read one article that I found today, and I think it's fucking awesome for our show.
Okay.
So let me read the headline to you and just see what you think.
Okay.
Poor social crotch distancing, closed schools raise teen pregnancy risks in Japan, hospital says.
Wow, that's weird. Crotch? Did you say crotch? Like a wiener?
Yeah.
Crotch, yeah, dude, distancing.
It's very fucked up. It's a very fucked up headline. It's like, ugh.
Wait, read it again. One more time.
Yeah. But I'm just going to say, I think this title is like, you know, back in the 70s or 80s, you know, you got these weird ass fucking titles like that are like poorly translated. Oh, or it's like some of those Spider-Man titles of the episodes I read. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, but I'll read it again. Poor social crotch distancing, closed schools raise teen pregnancy risks in Japan, hospital says.
I think I love this article. I got a feeling that this is going to be a very exciting article. Tom, I can't wait for you to continue reading.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Damn it.
Let's read on.
Hold on. I'm coughing up a fucking lung over here. My corona. This may be our last episode.
I will continue on without you, brother.
I doubt that. Okay, yeah.
All right. Hospital's pregnancy consultation division receives its most queries from junior high and high school students ever. One of the buzzwords to enter Japanese conversation over the past few weeks has been the Corona Rikon, a.k.a. Corona Divorce, referring to spouses who realize they're ready to end their marriage after spending too much time at home with their partner. But as the pandemic is driving some adult couples emotionally apart, it looks like it's also bringing young lovers together, at least in the physical sense.
Whoa.
GK Hospital in Kumamoto City, Kumamoto Prefecture, reports that it's been seeing an increase in the number of junior high and high school students contacting its pregnancy and consultation department. The increase started in March, not long after Prime Minister Shinzo Abe requested that schools across the country shut down to help prevent the coronavirus, and has continued as educational facilities remain closed. During the month of April, GK Hospital's pregnancy counselors dealt with more junior high and high school students than in any other month since the department was established in 2007. Quote, with their schools closed because of the coronavirus, many students are staying at home, says GK Vice President Ken Hasuda. For some of them, this presents opportunities for sexual activity, which in some cases is leading to unplanned pregnancies.
Whoa. That's the article? Holy shit.
Oh, no, dude. No. No, no, dude, there's plenty more, but, like, the some of the fucking quotes are fucking great.
That sounded creepy.
At first, you know, staying home should be giving them fewer opportunities to have sex, since it's pretty much unheard of for Japanese school kids to live under the same roof as their crush, which is one of the many ways real-life Japan is different from anime. Scenario Hasuda seems to be describing, though, is one in which kids with no on-campus classes to attend or after-school extracurricular activities to take part in are home all day while their parents are periodically out of the house in the morning or afternoon for work or errands. This creates windows of opportunity for one teen to sneak over to another's house into the bed and still have time to get back home before their parents are any wiser.
That's called an afternoon delight.
Yeah, afternoon delights, or, you know, the morning wood or whatever. Yeah. I'll read a little bit more. I didn't realize this is a longer article, but I'll read a little bit more because these quotes are great.
Okay, go for it.
It's worth noting that the pregnancy consultation division doesn't only handle questions from who are pregnant.
Wait, you're
inquiries
cracking up.
Go they received from teens over the past.
Okay. You're cracking up, dude. Go
it's
back
worth
five.
Noting that the pregnancy.
Dude, you're cracking up. Go back five. Yo, we couldn't hear you.
5 minutes? Well, 5 years. Oh. It's worth noting that the pregnancy consultation division doesn't only handle questions from people who are currently pregnant. Inquiries they've received from teens over the past few weeks have included, quote, can I get pregnant if it's my first time having sex? Okay, well, it's definitely your first time there, honey. So, and the answer is yes.
As well as really, my girlfriend. Really bad question, dude. That's a question from like the 1950s. That's like a girl asking if she can get pregnant if she only does it anal.
As well as, okay, what are the other questions? Okay, my other questions include, my girlfriend and I had sex, and now she's feeling sick in the morning. As well as questions from teens who say they've already gotten a positive result on the pregnancy test.
Well, you know, these kids, they may be failing out of school, but they're, you know, definitely passing this test. So maybe it's a good thing.
There you go.
And actually, another good thing, you know, right now, a lot of old people are dying in Japan. Actually, people of all ages, but the majority of the people that are dying of the coronavirus, which is bad, is, you know, the senior citizens. So maybe this is kind of a plus, I guess, because with like the people passing away and these young kids having babies and stuff, maybe the population kind of just evens out.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of that. I mean, not to make light of the whole fucking coronavirus situation, but yeah, man, like the most vulnerable right now are the elderly, and unfortunately, a lot of them are dying. But like a big problem in Japan has been the low birth rate. Like, mm-hmm. You think like after this, there's just going to be this big boom, population boom. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with like, you know, people wanting to have a kid or anything. I just hope it's just not fucking teen mothers, you know? That's not what they need.
Yeah, being a teen mother is not an easy thing, especially, I mean, it sounds like these are like high school and junior high school kids, so I mean, fucking A, dude, that's not easy at all. And this whole system in Japan, the social system, and I guess, well, all other systems regarding that, are not really set up to protect these kids and help them out, you know, having babies and stuff at this age and stuff. I'm not sure if like a lot of like the, I guess, single mother, like kind of like things apply to them.
Yeah.
I think
so. Yeah, no, it's not good for like young single mothers. Actually, let's be honest. It's like for like teen moms. I don't think society is good in general, no matter what country you're in.
Well, it's better in like Western countries because some high schools, they have like daycare, right? So you go into high school with like your kid and then, you know, you put your drop your kid off in like daycare and then, you know, you go to school all day, right? I mean, in your high school, did you have pregnant girls in your high school?
Fuck no. Not where I went to school, dude. What the fuck kind of school do you go to?
Like a normal, typical American high school where bitches got pregnant, man. I think there's like three of them. In my grade, at least.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not for me, man. That's not what happened where I lived.
Really? Well, fuck it. Well, dude, I thought you're from Chicago, man. I thought that fucking shit happened all over the world. But anyway, yeah, I remember three. Well, there's probably more, but fucking three that I knew of that were pregnant and shit that were... What's her name? Well, I shouldn't say their names. That would be bad, especially if their kids are... Well, then again, if high school, their kids are probably 20 years old. Maybe they are... Wow, that's so weird. That means there could be somebody my age. If their kids had kids when they had kids, they could be grandmothers. So somebody my age right now could be a grandmother. That is fucking freaky, man.
Hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
It
is. Fuck, man. Oh, goddamn. I'm going to fucking drink all this beer. I think I'm going to have to break out the whiskey. I think I'm going to do it. Oh, okay, is your story over? Do you got any more interesting quotes?
I mean, no, that's, I mean, there's a little bit more left, but like, you know, that's a fucking enough. I think you get the fucking idea, right?
Definitely get the idea. Kids having kids. Wasn't that a movie, Kids? Yeah, it was a movie, Kids. You seen the movie Kids, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, didn't care for it.
Fucking, I thought it was an awesome movie. Okay, here we go. Next story. All right. Man arrested after pit bull attacks police officer at barbecue, attended by 30 people. This story took place in Shizuoka. Actually, that's kind of interesting because usually when a pit bull attacks a cop, that happens in the hood. That doesn't happen in Shizuoka. Shizuoka is like a very nice area. I mean, it's beautiful. It's great. It's kind of an area with a lot of money, too. Old money, in fact.
Hey, 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 hey. It's time to party. That's what makes me think, you know, that fucking Pitbull song, you know, hey, hey, hey. It's time to party.
It is time to party. I'm breaking on that fucking whiskey. Here we go. A Shizuoka prefectural police officer was attacked by a pit bull during Golden Week after responding to a complaint about a big group of people barbecuing in a public plaza along the coast in defiance of social distancing guidances. Dun, dun, dun. The area where the group of about 30 people had gathered was off limits due to the coronavirus outbreak. Okay, Yasuyuki Aoki, 35 years old, the owner of the 4-year-old pit bull. Ah, they're so cute when they're that age. Was arrested on Monday of suspicion of gross negligence and allowance his dog to attack the police officer. Funny, I thought dogs liked bacon. Okay. Police said Aoki from Mishima City, Shizuoka Prefecture, is allegedly the leader of a loosely organized criminal gang of delinquents known as the Mishima Juku, which several of whom have been in trouble with the law. Mishima Juku loosely translates to the Little Rascal Gang. Dun, dun, dun. Speaking of little rascals and dogs, Tom, which character of the Little Rascals owned the dog in the TV show? And the dog's name was Petey the dog. Tom?
I don't know. I want to go with Spanky.
Spanky. Wrong. The answer is no one. No one could tame the heart of that beast. Interesting trivia. Spuds McKenzie is a loose descendant of Petey the dog. You remember Spuds McKenzie?
Spuds McKenzie was a chick, though. Actually, no, they had three different... They went through three... During that campaign, they went through three different, like, pit bulls for Spuds McKenzie, and all three of them were chicks for whatever fucking reason.
Spuds McKenzie was a girl? But Spuds McKenzie was, like, the ladies' man dog.
They had commercials where he hung out with, like, beautiful bikini models, and they implied that, you know, he was like the Hugh Hefner pimp dog.
Oh my god. And he was banging on. The dog was a lesbian.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, that changes a lot of things. Oh my god. No. Anyway, I always love
Doesn't
Spuds.
That kind of fucking change your possession? I mean, it's
actually, it makes
porn.
It a whole lot
like...
hotter. Dude, I mean, I'm in.
I get what you're saying. It's still porn. It's just like, you know, it's a slightly different genre now.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm sure that porn has mosaics as well. moving on. The group was attending the barbecue by the sea at Higashi Izu on May 6th. God, I wish I was there, man. That's such a great place. After a nearby resident complained about noise, a 43-year-old male sergeant from Shimoda Police Station arrived at the scene around noon and was attacked by the unleashed pit bull. Oh, that dog did like its bacon. After he was bitten on the back of his left knee. Ooh, that's a very tender place. And that's the end of this story.
So let me get this straight. So the fucking pit bull was straight up trying to hamstring the guy?
Yeah, definitely, man. So fucking all these guys are hanging out. They're like fucking like little rascal gang or something, you know. They're just like chilling, drinking beers, you know, hanging out with their ladies and stuff, having a good old time and shit. They're in the fucking park, so they don't need to have their dog on the leash, especially in that area, right? Tokyo, definitely you do, but over there, probably not. And especially since there's probably nobody else in that fucking area. Cop shows up. Cop's walking like a badass. He's got his hand resting on his fucking gun and shit. And that dog is just like... Yo, nobody's gonna fuck with my master. So the dog ran up and got his bacon. Bit that motherfucker on the back of his knee. Not his knee, the back of his knee. Dude, that dog has got... They should change his name to Bullseye.
Yeah, dude, he's straight up fucking trying to hamstring. So you think the dog got beat down?
No. No. Well, no, probably not. Dude, that cop probably was in so much pain. Dude, it's not his knee. It's the back of his knee.
Yeah, I heard you the first fucking three times you read it. Like, I get that, but, like, still, man. I get it, but he's a trained police officer, right? You're not going to let a fucking dog go to town and have an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet on the fucking back of your knee, though. You got to fucking defend yourself. Otherwise, he's going to keep going chomp, 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 chomp.
Dude, this is not cops in Europe, dude. This is cops in Japan, man. Dude, and this is a fucking pit bull, man. I'm sure that guy was, like, screaming like Shirley Temple, dude. Seriously.
I'm sure he was, but he's a 43-year-old sergeant, so he's like, you know, he's probably seen some shit. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Also, let me rephrase it. It took place in Shizuoka.
Yeah.
Shizuoka is like a nice area. I mean, this isn't like even a real gang. This is like a little kids gang with pit bulls.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I get it. They're fucking punks, but still, that dude, that fucking cop rocked in there is like, it's one against 30 and a dog. And he had the balls to rock up and say, all right, kids, piss off.
Well, it's Japan. I don't think what they do.
Yeah.
The way you're thinking of this cop is like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's like some normal bicycle cop, dude. He's probably on his little bicycle and shit riding over there.
All I'm saying is I don't think the cop is a pushover. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I wish they gave a picture of this cop, dude. I wish they did because, I don't know, maybe he's a pushover, maybe not. But then again, if you get bitten by a fucking pit bull, dude, fucking, that's a traumatic experience. Pit bulls are the one dog you don't want to fuck with. If it was a Chihuahua, I would be on Team Tom. But right now, I'm on Team Pit Bull.
What's a fucking Chihuahua going to do? Bite you on the ankle?
Well, yeah, probably. But see, that's the whole fucking point, man. If you get bitten on the ankle, it's not going to fucking hurt. If a pit bull bites you on the soft part of your fucking knee, dude, it's going to hurt like a motherfucker, dude. You're going to go into fucking shock and shit, dude. That's a fucking real... Do you know what a pit bull is, right?
Yes, you know, I know what a pit bull is, dude. But like, I can still think of like several dogs I would rather not get bitten by as opposed to a pit bull.
I think pit bulls are the worst dog to be bitten by. My cousin's got pit bulls, dude. Pit bulls are dogs you don't want to fuck with.
Let's see. Which dogs would I rather less get bitten by? Okay.
Are you going to start making up names like a lion dog?
Okay, first of all, a fucking wolf, a Rottweiler, a fucking Labrador.
It's a Doberman. It's not a dog.
A Doberman. They're dogs. They're fucking dogs' descendants or whatever. They're fucking dogs.
That's like saying a person's a monkey.
That's a little bit different, dude.
Wolves and dogs are different, man. But anyway, okay.
Still mate and have babies, so they're fucking not that different, dude. We can't mate with monkeys and have, like, kids.
I don't know. Have you tried?
I don't know, Johnny. Why don't you try? Why don't you take one for the team?
No. You've already done it. It doesn't work. Okay, so...
I hear chimpanzees are our fucking closest relative.
Yeah, you look like one. So, anyway... All right, let's meet in the middle and just say being bitten by a dog, any dog on the opposite side of the hardness of your knee is a bad thing to happen. It's not good.
Yeah, it's probably not fun. I imagine that cop had a trip to the hospital.
Oh, let me see. Is that the rest of the story? Yeah, that's the rest of the story. Yeah, basically, yeah, I'm sure he went to the hospital. He probably got his rabies shots, too. That's not fun. That's probably
Shit. I didn't think about that. But yeah, just in case. Can never be too careful.
Oh, no, dude. Getting rabies sucks. Okay, well, that's my story. Your turn, Tommy.
Okay, I'm going to keep the theme alive and say, speaking of rampaging animals, let's go with another. Bear sightings in Hokkaido town, feuding with local hunting association. God, these fucking titles are all fucked up. Did you make any sense of that?
No, the story that I read was miswritten, too.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read it again and see if let's see if we can get it. You can maybe take a guess. Bear sighting soar in Hokkaido town, feuding with local hunting association. Like, what the fuck kind of word salad is this shit?
The dogs are not the dogs, but the bears. You know, they're going to court with like the government or something. They're fighting with them. They're arguing with them. I don't know what's going on here, Tom.
Why? Why? Because it's about money. It's always about fucking money. No, but okay, here we go. Hokkaido, Japan's northernmost prefecture, is known for many things. Wide open pastures, snowy mountains, a unique cultural and linguistic heritage unlike anywhere else in Japan. And, of course, bears.
Bears.
But though bears are a sort of symbol of Hokkaido, that doesn't mean that people want them hanging out in their houses and homes and businesses. Which brings us to Shimamaki, a sleepy small town of less than 1,600 people. Between April 1st and 27th, residents have reported 25 bear sightings within city limits. During the same period in 2019, there was only one. Uh-oh. So, what's behind this huge spike in bear activity? A possible factor is an ongoing feud between city administrators and the local hunting association. Ordinarily, when potentially wild animals show up in populated parts of Japan, the hunting association gets called into action to either trap or exterminate the creatures and collecting a fee for their services. However, in 2018, Shimamaki's payments to the Hunters Association just for the period between July and October came to over 11.5 million yen. City administrators and some residents balked at the price, which included a 30,000 yen payment per hunter per dispatch. In response, Shimamaki enacted a new ordinance capping payments to the hunting association to 2.4 million annually.
So we need more hunters to kill bears? Is that what it's saying?
Nah, it's like, okay, basically last year in the 2018, blah, 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 are really important parts again. July and October came to 11.5 million yen. So basically these guys were charging like over $100,000.
To kill bears. So said,
yeah, for hunting bears, including $300 a pop per hunter.
Holy shit, Tom, you could do this. You need money, you got a kid.
This is exactly what I was thinking when I was reading this article. I was like, fuck, I'll move up there. Dude, you give me a shotgun, I'll take care of that shit.
Wait,
like, Japanese, I would fucking hunt a bear for $300.
Are Japanese bears are different from like American bears and Canadian bears? Are they like smaller? Or are they just the same size?
No, because like North America has black bears and brown bears, and like black bears actually don't get that big. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to get into fisticuffs with one, but they usually typically don't get that big. Like if they stood up, I'd be taller than the bear for sure.
Oh shit!
And yeah, they might be a little bit more in shape and a little bit more muscular, but that's another story. But but like the fucking grizzlies, like those fucking monsters you see in like all the fucking survival horror movies.
Oh yeah, dude, you see Grizzly Man?
Yeah, dude, you would not want to fuck with one of those. Thankfully, Japan doesn't have those. They got the black bears that like don't get that big.
Oh, so they got the cute little ones that they want everybody to kill. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, for fucking $300, I'd hunt this motherfucker down with a shotgun. No problem.
But now, if you do kill the bear, do you get to keep the meat? Or do you have to donate it? Or do they just, like, you know, it's a religious thing where they have to, like, burn it?
Doesn't say.
Because, I mean, if you get to keep the meat, dude, that would be fucking awesome. You fucking snuff three.
I know they do eat bear meat up there.
Well, then, there you go. You snuff like fucking three bears, dude. That's enough meat to last you at least like a year. I mean, bears are pretty big, even a small one.
Yeah, dude. Actually, the bear meat's supposed to be really good. I've never had it myself, but I've talked to people that have this. It's really good.
I had it once, and it was really gamey.
Is it gamey?
Yeah,
okay, it was okay, gamey. Okay, 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 okay.
But I mean, yeah, that might have been just the way it was cooked and shit. I mean, it was at my sister's ex boyfriend's place or whatever. They had a barbecue and shit. My sister was talking about how her ex boyfriend or whatever like shot a bear, and I was like, "Fuck, dude, that's crazy." And she's like, "Yeah, we got some meat." I'm like, "Well, put that on the fucking barbecue," and they did. And yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, it wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was all right. It was cool. I'd eat it again. Fuck yeah, dude. Bear burgers, what? Dude. How can you say no to a bear burger?
I'd fucking try it, dude. Like, I've had, like, some of the weirder stuff. I've had, like, a crocodile before. That's pretty good.
Yeah, crocodile. I've had shark. I felt bad eating the shark, actually.
Yeah, I've had shark as well. Shark's good. Yeah, man, I don't know. There's something visceral about eating, like, a fucking dangerous beast that could easily kill you.
Could you something eat a about, person?
Like, no.
No? I mean, that's not a dangerous beast that could kill you?
not on my list of things to do. Oh, come on. People are fucking... I'm not even going to go there. But I wonder if like these hunters like aren't part of the Ainu people. Do you know what the Ainu people are?
They're the natural Hokkaido people. It's kind of like the natural tribe of people that live up there. Kind of like in Okinawa.
They're mostly up north in like Hokkaido and like the northern part of Honshu. But like, they're essentially like the native Japanese, the indigenous peoples or what have you.
Yeah, like in but, Okinawa.
Like, yeah. No. Okinawa is its own different thing. They've got native people there, but they're completely different.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not saying that they're the same as Okinawa people, but Okinawa people have their own, like, native people, and they speak, like, a different kind of Japanese and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, like, it's just similar, because, like, yeah. But, like, yeah, they actually, I don't know if you know anything about the Ainu people, but, like, I read an article on them. They're pretty badass.
Well, they're
like,
fucking first of all, killing like, bears up there. I mean, they got to be kind of badass.
It's part of their religion, right? So, like, they like in their religion, like they're kind of, you know, in the like, you know, the spirit and the animals and kind of like that kind of thing. But they believe the bear to be like the most sacred of creatures and the highest ones. So, like, they like every year have an annual hunting thing, so where they hunt them down because they think like if it's a grown bear, like, you know, by killing the bear, they release the spirit so it can walk amongst the heavens and everything.
Makes sense. If it's dead, it goes to heaven, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty badass. But if when they're out hunting, if they find like a bear cub, they actually take him in, and they treat him like about as well as a human child because they get toys and candy and they celebrate birthdays and shit. But when the thing is like when a bear becomes like maybe 2 years old, they have to kill it because you know it's too old because then it's ready to ascend to the heavens. Like, dude, I knew people are like they're interesting. They're pretty badass.
That's pretty fucking sweet. All right. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, and another thing you like, you know how Japanese people like, you know, they're not very hairy people. Like, I know people are different. Like, dude, I've seen some like pictures of some of these dudes and they've got like just fucking crazy wizard beards that would make the boys from ZZ Top tip their hat to them.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. That and like tattooing was a very big part of their culture until fairly recently. Basically, the women would get tattoos starting when they're very young, and they're the old school tattoos with like, you know, ash and pine needle that hurt like a bitch.
I would do it. I'd fucking do that in a heartbeat. If I ever had the opportunity to do that, I would fucking say yes. And they're like, "Well, what design do you want?" I'm like, "Fucking that one." I would just fucking pick one, dude. That is fucking dope, dude. I would love to get that kind of ink.
Yeah, it's pretty badass, but, like, it's pretty hardcore, man, because, like, you know, that does hurt like a fucking bitch, but, like, you know, the women used to get tattooed, but, like, I just say it's, like, kind of a coming of age when she reached, like, a certain age point, but, like, how do you say, like, once her tattoos are completed, then she's considered a woman, then you can, like, hit on her, but, like, you know, prior to that, it's, like, a no-no, you can't really, like, you know, hit on her, she's not a full woman yet, so there's like, I read an article, on there's some really fucking, like, awesome stuff about like the Ainu, the native indigenous Japanese people.
Well, you know, in a bizarre way, that makes sense because I mean, when you meet a girl at like, let's say you meet a girl like before we were married and shit, you meet a girl and shit, right? You don't know how old she is in Japan sometimes, you know, you're like talking to her and stuff, you know, and you're like, so, you know, well, what do you do? She's like, well, you know, I'm a student. Oh, great. You're a student. Yeah. And after school, I want to travel to, you know, America and Europe. Oh, okay. You know, after you get your master's or your bachelor's? No, after I finish high school. And you're like, whoa, bye, sayonara, peace, don't call me, right? So the thing is, though,
so this is why I fucking always pick
up. If they have a tattoo, once they're like of age, you're like, hey, how's it going? And then, you know, you like shake their hand. You look at their hand. If they have like a little star or something tattooed on your hand, you're like, nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, this is why, like, when I was fucking trying to pick up chicks, I would always do it in, like, bars or clubs where I know they fucking check IDs. So I was like, okay, I know she's of age because she's in this fucking place.
Oh, God. Yeah, dude. Oh, God. You do not want to wind up on, like, fucking To Catch a Predator or something. I mean, that would never happen to you or me because fucking we're both married and shit. But the thing is for, like, I mean, I'm talking to all you faders out there. Definitely make sure you see their ID before you even touch their hand. Like, even before a high five, be like, hey, you're over 18 or at least 18, right?
That's like similar stuff has happened to me. Like I've been at like, how do you say, like barbecues or outside or something on the street, and a girl starts chatting me up, starts hitting me. And it's like, I'm looking at her going, I don't know, man, she looks kind of young. And you kind of think in your head, should I be carding this chick just to be safe?
Definitely. Yes. Card. If it's a question, just do it, man. You do not want to get in that kind of trouble. That's like the worst trouble. Well, not the worst, but that's like pretty bad trouble to be in, man. Explaining that to your friends and family. I guess I'm a registered sex offender. But to my credit, I didn't know what her age was until the cops came to my house.
Okay, dude.
With her parents.
I'm sorry. That's a fucking piss poor excuse. Like, isn't that like what fucking everybody says? Like, hey, man, she said she was 18.
Yeah, yeah, and that excuse doesn't work, so do not wind up in that boat. Oh, shit. That's a bad one to be in. Oh, man. If you're going to get in any trouble, make sure it's a speeding ticket. You're driving too fast. That's the only the problem you want to be in, especially in this country, man. They fucking lock you up and throw away the key.
Are you at Harajuku with some out-of-town friends or your family or significant others?
Yeah!
Do you want to chill and drink beer and eat sandwiches while your friends overpay for glitter unicorn socks?
Yeah!
And the flavor's gonna make you complete at Harry's Sandwich Company.
So come on down to Harry's Sandwich Company in the heart of Harajuku, right off Takeshita Street. See you there!
If you're gonna get your fade on, you gotta get your fade on in style. And that's why I use Ghost Town Pomade. Ghost Town Pomade is the number one badass pomade, and I practice what I preach. When I leave this house, if I'm not wearing a hat, if I'm not wearing a lid, I'm wearing Ghost Town Pomade in my hair. This stuff is amazing. It smells good, it looks good, and it feels good. Ghost Town Pomade, badass pomade. And let me tell you one thing, it comes in a lid. That's pretty badass. This whole world is so nerfed up these days. Everything is plastic and pink, but not Ghost Town Pomade. This stuff is a man's pomade, and it is hardcore. It's so hardcore, it's from Oakland, California. Oakland, California. That's right. Ghost Town Pomade. Get your fade on in style. Proper. Mitsuya Liquors. Yo, what's up, faders? If you're in Asia, if you're in Japan, if you're in Tokyo, if you're in Asagaya, you better get down to Mitsuya Liquors. That's right. For the most affordable prices in Japan, you can get over 300 different kinds of beer. That's right, over 300 different kinds of beer. And of course, they got all the shochu you need, all the sake you need, and of course, they got wine from California to Italy to France to New Zealand. They got it all. When I say they got it all, they really, seriously got it all. There's no joke about that. So get down to Mitsuya Liquors. And if you go in there and you say, got fit in Japan, you will be more than welcome to go into their back room and drink those beers that you just purchased. That's right. Got fit in Japan at Mitsuya Liquors. And three times a week, they have a sushi chef there. So get your sushi on, get your drink on, get your fade on, and come on down to Mitsuya Liquors, located comfortably in Asagaya, about 5-minute walk from the station. Mitsuya Liquors.
Hey, yo, what's up, faders? Johnny here. You know I love booze and news, but I also love art. So come on down to thespiltink.com and check my art out. I've got tons of stuff there for you to check out. And I've got paintings, I got prints, I got videos. And I tell you what, if you like a painting, I could probably sell it to you. And I tell you what, if I can't sell you that painting, I will definitely sell you a print. I've got prints of all my work. Prints are about 2,000 yen each, about 20 bucks. But if you buy two, you get the third one for free. So come on down to thespiltink.com. Yo, and on top of that, I'm looking for commissioned work. So if there's something that you want me to do, I can make it for you. Just check out my stuff and see if you like my style. And if you like my style, I can definitely paint you anything on canvas, paper, whatever. I've done it all. So come on down to thespiltink.com. That is thespiltink.com. Thespiltink.com. Proper.
Tommy, I feel old because I'm drinking an old fashioned. What an old classic drink. It's not really classy, but it's vintage. Okay, read on your story.
Vintage is cool. I'm sucking down my premium malt, so I'm good. Let's lighten it up a little bit. This one's kind of funny or kind of dark. You be the judge. Saitama police seek pair after stabbed corpse found in stolen vehicle. In Saitama, Saitama Prefectural Police are searching for two men in connection with the death of a third man whose corpse was found inside a stolen vehicle in Wakoshi City, reports NHK. Around 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, a local resident of the Shirako area tipped off the police about the vehicle, which had been parked in the same location inside an apartment parking lot for an extended period. Officers arrived at the scene several hours later, searched the locked white van, and found the decayed body, 31-year-old Kazumasa Iwabuchi, of no known occupation in the back seat. The body was covered by cloth and was bound by rope in such a way that Iwabuchi's feet were visible. So clearly we're talking about some criminal masterminds here.
Yeah, totally.
An examination of the body revealed several stab wounds to the upper body, at least one of which extended to a vital organ. I don't say punctured or hit a vital organ, but whatever, police said. Police said the results of the autopsy revealed the cause of death to be loss of blood. Ooh, that sucks. So it didn't kill him right away, he slowly bled out.
Oh, shit, man.
Probably not a fun way to go. Iwabuchi is believed to have died around 1 month ago, according to Nippon News Network. Wait, so these dudes were just, like, rolling around with a fucking dead body in the van? They said, you know what, fuck it, let's dump it.
Wait, where did they find the van?
I found it, they said apartment complex parking lots. And somebody said, yo, this van's just kind of been hanging out here for a while, and I'm getting a little bit suspicious. So we called the popo.
Probably what happened. They probably stabbed the guy. The guy bled out in the van, and then they ditched the van, and it's been there for about a month. And then finally, fucking somebody's just like, yo, it smells like death when I walk near that van with no windows.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, police also later revealed that the van registered to a company in Tokyo's Itabashi Ward was stolen early on April 14th. In security camera footage shot just before, two men wanted in the chase were seen walking towards where the van vehicle was parked. The footage also shows the vehicle drive off, presumably with the pair inside. Police also confirmed that it was parked in the parking lot in Wako beginning on April 26. Police are seeking to question the pair in the case, which is being treated as abandoning a... I really hate to read this last sentence again because it sounds like the police are super fucking dropping the ball, but I'm going to read it. Police are seeking to question the pair in the case, which is being treated as abandoning a corpse.
And abandoning a corpse. So it's not murder at this point in time. It's just abandoning a corpse.
Yeah. Because, he just fell down a knife repeatedly.
Maybe he was cutting a birthday cake and walking down some stairs, and he was going to give the birthday cake to one of these guys. And as he's walking down the stairs with the birthday cake in his hand, he tripped and he fell. And as he fell, he repeatedly stabbed himself, right? And then he lost so much blood that his friends are like, oh my God, are you okay? He's like, oh, I feel terrible. And because he lost a lot of blood, he felt cold. He's like, I'm so cold. So then they pulled out a carpet or a blanket or something. Then they wrapped him up with like his feet showing and stuff because his feet probably weren't that that cold. He's wearing shoes. And then they put him in the back of the truck, and then they're driving around, and they didn't know the truck was stolen because it wasn't their truck. It was his truck. He had the keys, right? And then they were driving him, and then he died. And so they're just like, oh, fuck it. You know what? It's not even my birthday anyway, so fuck him. And then they just
left. Quick question. Yeah. Quick question. Was he working in a knife factory?
What kind of a knife factory would have defective knife? Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I was just going to say, because you said he tripped and fell down the stairs. I was like, was he working in a knife factory? Jesus Christ. How many times did you accidentally fall down and get stabbed that many times?
Oh, I don't know. Is it a National Lampoon's movie? That happens all the time. But,
Classic film, right? Wile E. Coyote, right?
Oh, Wile E. Coyote. Not a film, but a cartoon. But, yeah, I don't know. That's pretty interesting why they're treating it like that. I don't know. You've seen the movie Goodfellas, right?
Yeah. Of course I have.
All right. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to think. Maybe that's it's just a ruse by the police. Like, how do you say, like, maybe they're just like, oh, you're not in, like, major trouble, you know, abandoning a corpse, which I think, I don't think abandoning a corpse actually carries any jail time. I think it's just, like, kind of a fine, a slap on the wrist. So they're like, we're totally not looking for some murderers. We're just, like, looking for some people that maybe kind of irresponsibly abandoned a corpse. Totally not murder, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. You think one of the
You know what that reminds me of? I saw a couple of headlines, like a couple like police departments in various states in America were advertising that saying they were saying what was it? Oh yeah, some of the meth out there might be tainted by the coronavirus, but if you bring your meth to the police, we can test it for free.
Nah.
that's a real story, and I'm reading this going, I think these cops are knocking out of the park. A, that's just funny as fuck.
Well, people on meth are fucking like they've lost their minds, so they may be like, oh my god, this is such a great idea. The cops are great. Hey, yeah, officer, I got a couple of pounds of this shit in my trunk. Can you just check it out? Make sure it's safe. Oh man,
yeah, I think it's implied that it also comes with a. Free silver bracelets and a nice orange jumpsuit as well.
Oh, shit. There you go. And lots of romantic butt love for the next couple of years.
Sexy time.
All right. Let's see here. What else do I have? Barbecue. Read that one. Ooh, okay. Here we go. This is an interesting one.
Yo, what's up, haters? It's your boy, Johnny. I have an opportunity for you. Well, in fact, I have 50 opportunities for you. A few years ago, I painted all 50 American states, and in each and every state, I painted in all major city names, the state's cultural icons, pop culture that pertains to that specific state, and a whole lot more fun, interesting, and educationally groovy stuff. The project took me over 8 months to complete, and now they're yours forever. I have digital prints available for download on the Spilt Inks Etsy shop. These prints started off at about $5 a pop, but not anymore. These high-resolution prints are a dollar each. They're yours for a dollar each. So brighten up your walls and expand your mind with your favorite state. These prints are a dollar each, and they're worth so much more. These paintings are absolutely incredible. You're gonna love them. And if you don't like the state project, that's cool. That's cool. Johnny still has love for you. But check out the Spilt Inks Etsy shop to find all sorts of other wild art that will save your soul and blow your mind. So go down to the show notes for a direct link to the Spilt Inks Etsy shop. Go there, shop away, support the show, because we love you. And we love art too. So faders, without further ado, enjoy the show.
Okay, two naked bodies found in Tokyo Love Hotel. Not a lot of love if they're dead. This story took place in Tokyo, next to Tom's house. The naked bodies of a man and a woman were found in a love hotel room in Hachijoji, very far away from Tom's place, Tokyo, on Sunday, in what police believe was a murder-suicide. Oh, how romantic can I say that? Murder-suicide. According to police, the bodies of the man who was in his 50s and the woman who was in her 30s were found at around 7:30 p.m., Fuji TV reported. Their names have not been released, probably because, well, but we'll see. Both had stab wounds and a bloodstained knife was found in the room. Police said the couple checked into the hotel on Sunday. When they hadn't checked out on Sunday, a hotel employee used a master key to enter the room and found the bodies laying on the bed. The hotel is located about 400 meters from JR Hachijoji Station, just in case if you want to visit. Well, man, it's like Hotel California. You can check in, but you don't check out.
That's right, man.
Living it up in Hotel Hachijoji.
Oh, man.
It's a hell of a place. It's a hell of a place. You go hell in this place. Oh, man. Okay, so anyway, it's a murder-suicide. So the man's in his 50s. The woman's in her 30s. Tom, you do the math. What happened?
I don't know, man. Actually, I don't know, man. Ever since reading that Sada Abe story, man, like, what if she just killed him in a jealous rage? Because he's, like, the older dude. Like, what if, you know, they had some fucking, you know, marathon romp in the hay, and she's like, so you're totally going to leave your wife for me, right? And he's like, yeah, about that. Don't think I'll be doing that. And then she was like, and just, she went nuts, stabbed him, and said, I can't live without him. I can't take it anymore.
Holy shit, dude. That is insane, man. Dude, you totally fucking topped what I was going to say. I thought it was knife play. You know, like in the movie Scream, where they're fucking stabbing each other and they're like, yo, too deep, man, too deep. I thought that was probably the same situation that happened here. He's like fucking banging this prostitute in her 30s and shit. He's an old guy in the 50s and they're fucking around with the knife stabbing each other. And she's like, too deep, too deep. And he was like, well, the knife for my wiener.
Yeah, man. Ah, but yeah, but like Sada Abe, man, go check that out. That was several episodes ago. But like, yeah, the prostitute who murdered her lover in a jealous rage by strangling him and then cut his penis off and walked around with it for a couple days and also tried to swallow it as well.
And his balls. It was a cock and balls, Tom. A cock and balls.
Yeah, how could I forget about the balls as well?
Oh, man.
But yeah, man.
All right, so that's my next story. Okay, your turn.
I'm going to go out with a bang, and I know we don't like to do Pink Elephant News much, but like this one's fucking funny.
I got two. Wait. I've got two more stories.
You got two more?
Yeah, you got anything else up your sleeve or something? You do a little digging
or something? I'll find one, but I want to do this one right now because I think it's funny.
Oh, hell yeah. Go for it, man.
Elderly man arrested after trip to massage parlor with coronavirus. Dun, dun, dun. Aichi Prefectural Police have arrested an elderly man claiming to have the novel coronavirus after he visited a massage parlor in Nagoya last month, reports Kyoto News. At around 12:05 on April 7th, Jun Sugiyama arrived at the reception desk of a parlor in the Miyako Underground Shopping Mall. Massage parlor, underground style. Located near JR Nagoya Station. This is the coronavirus, Sugiyama told the two female employees in referring to his finger as he tapped the desk.
What?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So this guy walks in there and he starts tapping. This is the coronavirus.
Yeah. Wait,
are you sure he wasn't using his wiener?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Because, like, they could have mentioned what appendage it was. But, like, yeah, so he fucking tapped it. It would make this story better if he just fucking whipped his dick out and started fucking banging on the fucking, you know, desk. It was like, this is the coronavirus, bitch. Get ready to get, like, fucking inseminated with it.
Well, it is an underground massage parlor. That's why I was going in that direction.
Yeah. But let me read the rest of it because it's fucking funny. Okay. After the incident, Sugiyama, a resident of Inuyama City, left the parlor, which went under sterilization immediately afterwards. Upon his arrest on suspicion of disruption of a business on Monday, Sugiyama denied all the allegations. Quote, this little rascal tapped the desk, he told Nakamura Police Station, in apparently referring to his finger.
Yo, Faders. Once again, we lost sound, and it wasn't our fault. Some shit just happened. I have no idea, and I'm sad. I'm really sad. I've got tears in my beers. That's how sad I am. Oh, my God. We covered three extra stories, too. Three extra stories. And it was great. It was audio gold. Audio gold that's lost in the abyss. The internet gods were not on our shoulders. Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Fucking, it was a good show anyway. It was a great goddamn show. We hope you guys enjoyed it. It was pretty funny. You know, me and Tom, we kind of went at it a little bit. I think I won that argument, by the way. You be the judge. But anyway, I thought it was a great show. And we're going to keep those three stories, and we're going to reread them the next time we do the news. So for us, it's just faded practice. And yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be great because those stories were fantastic. Absolutely amazing stories. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be brilliant. All right. I guess this is the time where I say to you that we do have a Patreon page. Yes, that's right. We've got a Patreon page, and our Patreon is badass. We got so much bonus content, and every couple of days we're adding more and more and more bonus content. Underground music, interviews, audio, video that is not anywhere else on the internet. We've got a lot of stuff that we're uploading, and it's a lot of great stuff. We really think you guys are going to enjoy it, and it only costs $5. That's like buying your boy one beer at the bar every month. $5. But we do understand times are hard. Times are hard. And if you can't afford the $5, don't worry about it. It's all good. But pretty please, with sugar on top, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and write something groovy. That is absolutely free, and it really does help us out. All right, Faders, on that note, we are going to have a show. What day is it? It's today Thursday. Oh, shit, dog. Today is Thursday. That means we're going to have another show tomorrow, and it's going to be another murder mystery story by Tom, the one and only. So, Faders, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.
My own brother, a goddamn shit-sucking vampire.
Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy.
I've got a government job to abuse and a lonely wife to fuck.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
God, the pressure! I can't take it! I can't take it! I can't stand to it!
You sure I should do this, man?
We're going!
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
Your move, creep.
Oh, man, I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up repugnant shit.
Fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.